God of love, we ask that you inspire us to listen to your voice and to act with courage. Amen. What does it mean to love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind, and love our neighbor as ourselves? What kind of commitment is Jesus talking about? And who is our neighbor? I learned so much about faith and courage, love and commitment, from listening to people's stories, whether face to face or in the written word. Today I'm going to share two stories with you that have inspired me and taught me about taking risks to follow God's call to love unselfishly. The first story is from 2017, and the second from the Bible. The first story is the face-to-face one. I now have the opportunity to hear stories of faith in action, not only from our own church community, but also from the community of vulnerable populations of immigrants and refugees from around the world that I now have the blessing of serving directly. This first story comes from a community served by the nonprofit organization CASA. The person whom I will call Cindy in this story has given me permission to tell you her story. She's a DACA recipient. DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is the program that gave legal status to many children who have grown up here, youth that have successfully gone through school here, including some now in college and graduate school, and kids that have not been in trouble but have lived their whole lives here with their families and their friends. These youth speak English, most of them with absolutely no accent. They're assimilated into American culture. They have legal driver's license. They go to work. They go to school. They're starting families. Some of them are buying houses. They pay taxes. Many of these youth have no memory of the country where they were born and know no one there. Some do not even speak the language of that country of origin. Their world is here in the United States, but with a rich cultural heritage from another country that they usually know only from family and friends. Cindy came to the United States when she was 4. She's now in her early 20s. She's married and has a baby. She doesn't have personal memories of her country of origin, the culture there, nor does she personally know the few relatives that remain in that country. The DACA program gave Cindy hope. She has legal status. With that hope, she finished high school and she entered college. She has a driver's license. She works. She pays taxes. None of this would have been possible without the DACA program. CASA offered her, very recently, an opportunity to play a role in defending the rights of other DACA recipients who had the same hope, this dream, until the program was terminated. If the dream is to exist now, it's up to Congress. Congress has never passed legislation to enact either the DREAM Act to give these children a pathway to citizenship, nor has any DACA legislation passed to continue their legal status. Cindy is now speaking out publicly through CASA, Washington Lawyers Committee, Howard University Law School, and the private firm of Arnold and Porter to make the situation of DACA recipients public on a very personal basis. She's made the decision to speak out for the more than 800,000 DACA recipients who may be deportable in March 2018 unless Congress acts. She risks retaliation, not only for herself, but for her family. She's taking a risk because she feels her faith requires her to love her neighbor, to stand up for and defend other DACA recipients, people she doesn't know, but people who can lose so very much. After intense prayer and discussion with her family, Cindy made the decision to risk her own future to help others. Her decision was based, she told me, on how she perceived God wants us to love him and how we should love our neighbor, including the stranger in our world. I admire her love and her commitment to God and community. Now to the second story. This story is from the Bible. It's also a story about someone who was born into one culture, but was taken as a child and raised in another culture. This person was born into an Israelite family, but was raised as an Egyptian with power and privilege. Does this story begin to sound familiar? Mm-hmm. This man didn't face his difficult but courageous decision until he was in his 40s. But he too was given an opportunity to speak out and to defend people's rights. Okay, have you guessed who it is? Okay, I'm seeing nods, so I'm thinking yes. Moses. Moses answered God's call to defend and protect people too. He perceived God's call and was willing to risk his future well-being and safety in order to bring other people to safety and to hope. He made a commitment to love God and to love his neighbor above himself. He risked his own future to save others. And as the Bible tells us, he didn't have an easy time of it. Those Israelites were something, and he spent a lot of years with them. And in the end, he didn't get to the promised land. But the people to whom he made the commitment to love, they entered the promised land. The faith Moses had in God remained with him throughout his long life. He loved God with all his heart, soul, and mind, and he loved his neighbor more than himself. In both stories today, these individuals listened to God's call. They prayed for God's guidance and followed their love and commitment to God and community that resided in their hearts. They acted with courage to save others, despite the possibility of serious adverse consequences to themselves. As we approach All Saints Day, I think of the song my children learned in Sunday school. And I won't sing this because you really don't want to hear my voice. So I'm going to say the lyrics. I sing a song of the saints of God, patient and brave and true, who toiled and fought and lived and died for the Lord they loved and knew. They loved the Lord, and his love made them strong. They followed the right for Jesus' sake, the whole of their good lives long. I conclude, as we began, with the collect, in which we prayed that God might increase us in the gifts of faith, hope, and love. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.